With the North's $80 million fruit and vegetable hub, the Burdekin, less than 100 kilometres away, there have been concerns about the impact of any further movement restrictions on beekeepers and their vital pollination services. But Biosecurity Queensland last night ruled out expanding the existing 10-kilometre control zone.
So that area is based on our understanding of the movements of the Asian honeybee, and so based on how long we believe that the hive was there at the Port of Townsville, we believe that 10 kilometres is sufficient to cover the area that the bees could have moved in that time. So no, we don't expect that we'll need to extend it. At this point in time, of course, part of the activity moving forward is to conduct surveillance activities and to make sure that we don't get any further detections of Asian honeybees. Should that change into the future, then of course, we'll need to reassess the situation.
Ashley Bunce is the director of Biosecurity Queensland's Varroa Mite Response. Even though his department is battling on many fronts, from fire ants in the south to the deadly Panama outbreak threatening the banana industry in the north, Mr. Bunce says the incursion is in hand.
We believe that we've got the hive and we've destroyed that. We've been undertaking a number of surveillance activities over the past week and a bit. We've found no further Asian honeybees at this point in time. So yes, we do believe it's possible to eradicate the varroa mite.
But further north around Cairns, where the host species, Apis serrana, commonly known as the Asian honeybee, is now considered to be endemic, this latest incursion has reopened old wounds.
Why can't we spend some money like that on trying to eradicate all the bloody Asian honeybees around Cairns? Because if it gets away, if varroa gets in, there's a host body there for it to spread it, and it'll wipe out our honeybee industry. And with it, it'll wipe out all the plant, all our fruit and veg industries.
A decision 5 years ago to abandon the national eradication program still grates on many who believe it's exposed the industry to a greater risk the deadly bee-killing parasite varroa may take hold. Robert Dewar is the president of the Queensland Beekeepers Association.
Yeah, well, it's very disappointing when they when we couldn't get the rest of the states to come on board with funding to continue the eradication program in Cairns. We pushed very hard for it to continue. The funding fell down because the other states didn't agree that it was feasible to continue eradicating the Asian bee. So, well, I'm not a finger pointer, but we certainly would have liked a bit bigger effort. Hopefully this might reopen the door. It's still really contained to a certain area around Cairns. Now there's one swarm that's come into Townsville, and hopefully there's no more.
Any hopes the door might be reopened on a wider eradication program, though, have been quickly quashed by Security's Ashley Bunce again.
In 2011, the national agreement was that Asian honeybee was not possible to eradicate. This response, our focus is on the varroa mite. It's the mite that is destructive and causes big impacts for the bee industry, and that's what our primary focus is here, is eradicating the varroa mite, which is a pest of the Asian honeybee. Again, any Asian honeybees that are found in the Townsville area will be destroyed as part of this response plan.
It's an approach that's gained the support of the Australian Honeybee Industry Council's Trevor Weatherhead.
Yeah, you can't look back and say, well, that happened in Cairns, the same thing's going to happen here, because we learnt from Cairns. We've taken those lessons on board. We've had more work done since Cairns. There's been a couple of scientists doing some work on surveillance and how to look for Asian bees. So we've moved on from there. Whilst, you know, the Cairns situation is one that we wished hadn't happened, it did happen, and now we move on to the Townsville and move towards eradication here.
For Apris seeking answers at last night's information meeting in Townsville, the concern is still palpable.
It's no good letting the cat out of the bag and trying to chase it, because it's not something very nice to have to live with bees. You know, it's a very serious one.
Obviously, as you heard inside there, there's a few people who are fairly concerned about its movements and the movements of Asian honeybees, which will kind of interrupt our business fairly significantly. But we just need to kind of put a bit of faith in the authorities and make sure they do the right thing.
Yeah, pretty concerning. I'd like to see a bit more port surveillance to stop it, you know, nip it in the bud. You know, this is 2 years. Apparently these mites have been here, or these bees have been here. So that's a bit concerning that it's taken so long for someone to find them. It's hard to say. It's only early stages, but it's the varroa Jacobsano, which is not the main bad one for the European honeybees, but even so, it's still a problem, a pest that we don't need here, and it doesn't look like it's spread, so fingers crossed they'll contain it and eradicate it before it gets out of control.
Trevor Weatherhead knows just how much is at stake for the honeybee industry and the multiple millions of dollars of crops in the immediate area alone that rely so heavily on it. For now, he says he's satisfied with the action being taken.
The teams are out there looking. We believe we're within a window of time opportunity, that it hasn't been here for years and years and years. So we will move forward believing that we can eradicate it.